So on the LearnJCU website, I've put lots of web links to bits and pieces. There's certainly some stuff in there, and there's plenty of resources out there on the ozone hole problem. There's good coverage in your Baird book, and there's a bit, I think, in the Brimbrook Home book as well, but the other environmental chem books cover it as well. So just have a good read around. What I'm after, it's the usual story. It's a chemistry sort of topic, so I expect that you back up your answers with equations and the actual mechanisms for how things are working. That's what I'm looking for, a good sort of chemical understanding of the problem. So other chemistry in the atmosphere. The chemistry in the troposphere then, I said hydroxyl radical was important and that NOx was involved. So the formation of NOx then, nitrogen and oxygen, this little triangle indicates heat. So in this case, it's pretty severe heat, and the lightning strike, about 4,000 degrees C. So there's a famous place in South America, the River Plate, which has one of the highest densities of lightning strikes hitting the ground on the planet. And when the lightning strikes hit the sand banks of the river, they actually form lightning strikes into the sand. So it's quite sufficient, the temperature of these lightning strikes, to fuse sand into like glass spikes that they find. So you can pull lightning spikes out of the ground. So the amount of energy then is more than sufficient, the kinetic energy, to exceed the bond-breaking energy, the triple bond in nitrogen and the double bond in oxygen. So we form monatomic species that recombine to form nitric oxide. Now nitric oxide is a component of NOx, which is a pollutant in smog. So NOx is the combination of NO and NO2. The NO, there was a guy who won a Nobel Prize in Medicine quite recently because this is involved in platelet formation, and it wasn't appreciated until relatively recently, the importance of nitric oxide in human physiology. In contrast, nitrogen dioxide is a flat-out poison at 200 ppm your history. And so when they're monitoring smog levels in big cities, they're very interested in nitrogen dioxide as a poison and ozone as a poison. The characteristic of the troposphere, it's a strongly oxidizing environment. These sort of molecules here, these nitric oxides, these are oxidizing compounds.